Taylor's.
What was it, good just sit back on the floor in the fourth quarter?
And heck yeah, it was. I think my body will appreciate it a little bit tomorrow too. So it was cool to see Mace go out there. He's been great. Obviously a lot of them seeing his future of the program. A huge, super talented kid. I just needs experience. So it was good to see him out there go and do good.
What can you say about the connection you have with Isaiah?
Yeah, I mean, it was just a lot of work. I mean, he's came in and worked extremely hard as soon as he got in here. But we got a ton of other guys that did the same thing. And you think Jalen had, I think, one catch tonight. It was a touchdown. Josiah, I don't even know if he had any catches tonight. And he's extremely talented. Ryan, Shane. So we got tons of guys. It's almost, hard to get them the ball sometimes because there's so many of them. But everyone's going to have their game. Just super proud of the guys.
The go-ahead touchdown, you got to flow with play action, and then he's wide open. Just talk about that, if you would.
I'm trying to think which one. Was it the touchdown pass?
Yeah, James was on.
Oh, right. Yeah. It was RPO. We were gashing with runs, so we knew they were going to be playing the run. And Ryan usually comes and cuts the D in. Instead, he just slipped underneath him. It was wide open. Just because, Keaton was gashing with some big runs, so they were focused on the run.
Only one recorded sack today. What's the score for the offensive line for me?
Shoot, I try to feed them about once a week at least. That's like one of my things with NIL is I tried to get them as much as I could because they deserve it. Like those records that I broke tonight, there's been numerous guys that, it says my name in it, but their name deserves being it too. Because if it wasn't for those guys, I wouldn't be anywhere close to it. So I'm just super appreciative of them. Obviously they're playing really well right now. Super proud of them.
Talk about the records on you. You passed Shane, a guy like Dane Edwards. What does that mean?
Yeah, it means a lot. Being from Greenville, growing up here, obviously even just playing quarterback here has been a dream come true for me. And the team that we got this year is going to be really special, and there's going to be a couple of records broken and stuff like that. But I'm just focused on the main thing, and that's going to keep winning every single game, going 1-0 each week. And as these records come, it will be pretty cool. To look back on, I'm just super blessed to be in the situation I'm in. And kind of like I said, there's a million people that, it says my name on it, but there's a million people that, put in a lot of hard work for my name to go there.
You mentioned all the weapons you guys have and some guys maybe not doing as well one night and then they come back the next week. How is it to play with guys that really don't care who gets the ball as long as
it's great. That says a lot about Coach Houston's culture. We just want to win. Even in the locker room at halftime, I don't even know if I threw for 50 yards in the first half. I didn't even care. We were running the ball extremely well, and there was no heads down or anything like that. It was, we got to step up, and keep scoring, keep being in the box, and the defense did their thing the second half.
What's it like watching Keaton Mitchell kind of knife through the defense, again, from your perspective?
The same as a kid, literally watching Chris Johnson and then handing it off to, literally Chris Johnson in my eyes now is pretty cool. So, when you're, we had 6 seconds left to go in the half, and we had one play to go, and usually we just take a knee there. Everyone was like, well, screw it, just hand it to Keaton, man, just let him go score. So we didn't score there, but I think we ended up passing the ball, which if I was OC, I probably would have handed it to him. But he's super talented, and Rajay is too, and kind of like he said, the O-line's playing extremely well and giving them some space, and anytime those guys have space, they're going to be special.
Holden, do you focus on getting people the ball? Because you do have so many weapons. Do you think about how do we get this guy, or is it just whatever?
Yeah, I think early in the week when you're game planning, we run so many formations because of multiple style offense we run that. You think Josiah's good at post, so let's get Josiah on some posts. Isaiah's good at fade ball, so get him on fade ball, stuff like that. But when I'm in the game, I'm just focused on my reads and my keys and just getting whatever the defense gives me, that's what I take. And whoever's in, I trust them to make the play.
Maybe defensively, Holton, been a lot of talk about their option offense.
Yep.
You had a good day against them last year, and just talk about what's important looking ahead to next week.
Yeah, playing Navy's always going to be tough. I don't even know. I know they had a bye week last week, so they're going to be really prepared for us. Their defense is a lot like ours, so we're going to get a good look from our scout team, which is huge. And then obviously, the option offense is always going to be tough to stop. They've came in here in Dowdy and won a ton of times, so we're not going to take them lightly. It's kind of the beginning of our journey in conference play. Our goal is to win a conference championship, and it starts with game one next week.
Garrett, last question.
Just
wanted to ask about your work with Avery Jones and how you've seen him develop and how you guys have grown together.
Yeah, I mean, he's tremendous. I mean, he's an NFL center. The things that he can do at center are incredible. And, you know, that's a lot of things that, you know, a normal fan doesn't really notice. But, I mean, some of the blocks he makes, some of the calls he makes is amazing. And, you know, as a quarterback, you know, I like to make all the calls and all the checks and stuff like that. But I have a center that can do the same exact thing. And maybe we're going tempo, he can make it so I can adjust the routes at the receiver. I mean, it's super special just to trust him. And the trust is mutual there.
Cool. Thank you very much.
Thanks, guys. Good fire. Thanks,